Broadcasting from Florida Tech, it's WFIT, and I'm here in the studio with guitarist, record producer, radio host, Brian Tarquin. Thanks for coming in today.
Hey, Todd. Great seeing you.
So we are looking forward to hearing this great band. Who are the members that you have in the band today?
The band today, I have Reggie Pryor on drums. I've been playing with him for over 20 years now. I met him back in L.A., and then we did a lot of the L.A. circuit there in the acid jazz days. And we have bass, Brandon Miller. And on saxophone, we have Don Black.
Now, your new project is called Orlando in Heaven, Brian Tarquin and Company, and it is dedicated to the Pulse victims. A very moving project.
Yes, yes. I wanted to do something that I could musically for what had happened at Pulse last year.
Did you write these songs soon after those?
Yes, I did. It was kind of like right after last summer, and then, I composed all these songs for it, and I wanted to get some really meaningful guests on it, so I was really fortunate to get Larry Coryell, last year. It was great working with him and meeting him. And
had you played with him before?
No, I never played with him before. And it was great because, he really opened my eyes to him and all the things that he did for years for Fusion. So it was pretty awesome. And he came over to my studio and we sat there for a few hours, and he had great stories about the days that he went to New York in the 60s and how he jammed with Jimi Hendrix, John McLaughlin, Al DiMeola, all these great musicians.
Wow. I mean, he's a legendary guitarist, and he was a big supporter of us here at WFIT as well. He'd always come in and help even pitch during fun drives and everything.
Oh, that's great.
He was
that's
a big,
cool.
big fan of WFIT. So, yeah, sadly, he passed away, soon after this?
Soon
recording?
After, yeah. He'd quite a shock.
Yeah. Now, you have assembled quite a cast of characters on this album, some great names on here.
Yes, I got all my old guys, all my old friends. I got Mike Stern, which he's great. I love Mike, and I've been wanting to play with him for a long time, and this opportunity came about, and he was gracious enough to actually do the track. And then Hal Lindes from Dire Straits, Bobby Baldwin, who I've known for years and years from the jazz circuits back in the day, Tony Franklin, who's actually a bass player from Jimmy Page, The Firm, and Chris Poland from Megadeth, Will Ray from the Helicasters, and Denny Giosa, an old friend from the smooth jazz, acid jazz days. And we did something different. I ventured into vocals on this one and got Phil Nauro on two of the songs. One is the title track, Orlando in Heaven, and the other one was Pulse 49.
Yeah. So. Now, how did those words come about for Orlando in Heaven?
Orlando in Heaven is actually from a local writer here from the Brevard Live magazine, John Leach. And I got together with him, and he wrote the words. I sent him the track, the rhythm track. He wrote the words. I had him come over. He sang the melody, and we kind of worked on the melody together. And then I sent it to Phil Nauro to sing.
Well, it sounds great. So let's hear the band in the studio here with Brian Tarquin and Company doing the title track, Orlando in Heaven.
Thank you.
That's Orlando in Heaven with guitarist Brian Tarquin, a track from his new album, which is a tribute to the Pulse shooting victims in Orlando, called Orlando in Heaven. That is a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you. Thank
and as you mentioned, John Leach wrote the words to that song.
Yes, there's two different versions on the album. There's an instrumental one, and then there's the vocal one. Yeah. And the vocal one starts off the album, and what finishes the album is the instrumental version.
So let's talk about the project Orlando in Heaven. Of course, it was written about the tragic events in Orlando. And you do a lot of projects that seem to help people. They're for a cause, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I really enjoy doing that. You know, it brings it more meaningful to me, and also to compose it and to write it in the studio, it has that much more meaning. And I think try to reach people that would not be thinking about it. You know, because today it's crazy. There's so much going on in the news that unfortunately, you know, one tragedy is kind of lost with another one. And people forget that it only happened last year because we've gone through so many horrible things, like the Vegas shooting that just happened, you know, recently. So it's just a way, I think, of, you know, kind of remembering it after the news has forgotten it in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And got moved on.
And as we mentioned, you have some great players on here. Did they quickly sign up for this project once they heard about it?
Yeah, everybody was great about it. You know, on this one, I contacted everybody, and they were all down on it and all really interested because, you know, of course, what happened on the horrible thing with Pulse. And so it was very easy. It was a lot easier than I thought. You never know, you know, because people's schedules conflict or they may not be there.
Yeah.
It was good. And Larry was one of the easiest. So
that's
which was
great.
Amazing.
So we are listening to Brian Tarquin and Company, Orlando in Heaven. And let's hear another track. What song do we have now?
Hustle and Hassle. That's from the album. And that actually on the record, it features Chris Poland from Megadeth.
All right. So let's hear Brian Tarquin and Company live on WFIT. And that is another song from Orlando in Heaven, featuring guitarist Brian Tarquin, who's in the studio today. And these songs are taken from the Orlando in Heaven, which is a tribute to the Orlando Pulse shooting victims. Now, this was also a fundraiser, right? Raising money?
Yeah, we were trying to raise money and to have them donate to the Catholic Foundation of Central Florida, who actually give help and all sorts of benefits for the Pulse victims.
Now, when you're not doing your own recording, you in your past life was a recording artist for what was called the acid jazz movement back then. What exactly was acid jazz? What is your definition?
Oh, well, you know, I used to get that all the time when I went around radio stations 20 years ago. Acid jazz was kind of like, I always called it the modern fusion, because what it did was they took like the funky street beats and it kind of mixed with jazz progressions and jazz instrumentation. So it was kind of, you know, kind of like a new fusion, I always called it, in the 90s. It was actually much bigger in Europe, and it was originally like a very large dance floor kind of thing. So because it was kind of danceable, funky grooves that, almost like Tower of Power. You know, the Brand New Heavies. Remember the Brand New Heavies? They were just like Tower of Power from the 70s, and they kind of, which is kind of funny because now, I think, what is that, Snarky Puppy? They sound to me just like the Brand New Heavies and Tower of Power, you know?
So it's I think people just always want to move. You always want to shake, you know, and you always want to dance. And so acid jazz was great, taking, like you said, the best of some old school hip hop and soul, but adding this modern beat to it, you know, and it was all adding
like real jazz instrumentation, like sax, flute. Like almost like kind of the Crusaders kind of, but, you know, funkier. And
Now, what is your background? I mean, you consider yourself a fusion guitar player, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's where I came from. So it's like rock fusion, jazz fusion. You know, I always really liked Return to Forever, Mahavishnu Orchestra, John McLaughlin, Jeff Beck, you know. So I always liked that accumulation of the 70s fusion where you had funk and you had rock and you had soul. And you had jazz, and you kind of mixed it all together, and you had...
That's a true fusion music.
I mean, it's exactly.
It's kind of like on a menu of taking different cuisines and blending them together.
That's exactly it. Yeah, and that was what really cool. It was before formatted radio, so, you know, it was very open then.
Yeah.
So you could have all this crossover music into one band.
Well, you can get a wide sampling of fusion cuisine on Brian Tarquin's guitar tracks. He not only is a musician, he hosts a radio show here on WFIT. I'll give you a plug right now.
All right, that's good.
On Monday nights at 10 p.m., Guitar Tracks, hosted by Brian Tarquin, and you hear a lot of the artists that he just mentioned, you know, and you never know exactly what you're going to hear. And it's cool that you have done a lot of interviews, and you give some insight into this, you know, exciting music.
Yeah, I like to give the interviews, and I just don't like to stick with one style of guitarist. I'll interview Neil Schon from Journey, and I'll interview Mike Stern, and I'll interview Larry Coryell and Larry Carlton. The show is Guitar Tracks, so I think it should, you know, have the full gamut of the guitar and its formats.
Yeah.
You know?
Are there some guitarists that are up and coming now that sort of caught your ear recently?
That's a good question. You know, I don't really hear anybody, you know, kind of going down that field of fusion right now. You know, guitar is kind of taking a hit in the cultural aspect. It used to be such a big cultural phenomena for us, you know, in our lives. It was in everywhere, in the 60s, 70s, 80s. It was always a part of our lives. And today, you know, music, modern music is kind of more, you know, based computer or synth or, you know, that kind of music. So it's not so guitar oriented anymore.
Yeah. Well,
so
you can hear some great guitar music on Guitar Tracks as well here on WFIT. Now, you are also involved in another project called Band of Brothers as well.
Yes. And I actually did very well at the metal contraband charts. Now, that was basically mostly a vocal record. I had Phil Narro come in from this album, who he sang two songs here, and he sang basically eight songs on that record. It was and there was only two instrumentals. And I, you know, it was the first time I ever delved in a record with that many vocals. And it was cool. It was interesting. I had a really good time.
Is your writing different when vocalists are involved?
You know, it is, because, you know, you have to kind of leave them more room. I try to leave them as much room as possible so they can develop a melody, develop the lyrics, develop where to go. So, you know, I'm not going to give too much, direction on melody or anything unless they're having trouble with trying to develop it themselves. But try to give them a blank slate,
right?
You know, and other than where the guitar solos are going to be, you know, I try to say, hey, well, this is, you know, you're going to be your bridge, your chorus, your, you know, your verse kind of idea. So
now a lot of your songs are kind of like soundscapes. There's like a theme to them, even though they don't have words, but you tell a story with the music, and you have done some soundtrack work as well.
Yes. Yeah. I've done a lot of soundtrack work in the past 25, 30 years. That was kind of what I was doing as a recording artist as well with Instinct. But I really liked doing it. It was a natural thing that I fell into because I did instrumental music. And it was one of those things where the music kind of naturally went towards soundtrack and to scenes and various things. And how I got to start was basically because they were using my songs in different parts of the scene. So it made sense for me to actually custom write for them.
Right, yeah, right. So. And it pays the bills.
And it pays the bills, yeah.
So we've been speaking with Brian Tarquin, whose band is in the studio today, and they're playing some songs live for us in the studio. And we got time for one more song here. So what do you want to play?
We're going to play Kinda Sorta. And that actually features on the album a guest by Mike Stern and Denny Giosa.
All right. So let's hear Brian Tarquin live on WFIT.